This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you.
We are 54 days out from the most historic election in world history. That's universally accepted. Trump is 100% real, totally fighting to bring the country back. He has to walk a very fine line, though, because they think it can destroy confidence if we admit that we were basically in the final phases of being captured by the communist Chinese in a consortium with Goldman Sachs and others. Now, Trump has done what you do in a corporate takeover. They were taking us over in a corporate takeover, a hostile takeover. So he wants the equipment. He wants the whole operation. So he's taking it back over. People ask, well, why does he have Goldman Sachs in his administration? Because they know how things work, so he can tell them what to do. Just like if I was Lewis and Clark going out west and about to find a passage across the country by land, the first Westerners to do that, I would go get the local native guides. Doesn't mean that I would agree with all of their customs or their policies, but that's where they famously said, Jones is insane. He believes goblins are real and that Trump is going to go into a goblin nest and kill them. No, I said the allegory is if you were in Mordor, in Middle Earth, that was a real place in some alternate dimension, and you had to go into Mordor and you wanted to go throw the ring of doom into the crack of doom, then what would you do? You would want a guide like Smeagol or Gollum. Doesn't mean that you like Gollum. It doesn't mean that you kiss Gollum. Doesn't mean that you marry Gollum. And so I said, we don't want to have Trump in bed with goblins. We don't want him to have sex with a goblin. And so that got watched like 40-something million views total. Because the media thought it discredited me, but instead it was fun, and I got a massive audience from it of young people, but I'm digressing. The stress level, you can cut with a knife right now. I could almost not go on air today because of the magnitude and the stress and just how serious things are. Not for me. People keep asking how I can handle all these unprecedented attacks. Only Trump's been attacked more than I. It's now official. Because the globalists are evil and they're taking our country and our world over, it's the only chance we've got. And I've used this analogy many times. There have been famous cases where people weren't even good swimmers, but a big ship had tumped over and they had to swim, 50, 100 yards in total darkness to get out, and people were able to do it. Just like those, kids that never been scuba diving in the mine collapse that happened a few months ago, and they got a crash course in it, and they made it out. It's not courage. I am desperately trying to not be a slave. I would not be fighting tooth and nail at my own personal risk if we were just being taken over by some superior capitalist system. I would simply try to be part of that. I'm all about adopting things. I'm all about things that are better, marrying them. I mean, that's what you do. I don't want to be at war with everybody, but the globalists are really nasty, devil-worshipping, blood-drinking pedophiles. And you see it all over the news. Oh, children's blood goes for $18,000 a quart. That's mainstream news this week. I told you that 20 years ago. It's in the medical literature. I know rich people here in town that told me 10 years ago I ought to go get children's blood. I know people that do it. So don't tell me. I know. And that's why they hate me, because the globalists tune in and they go, this guy has got our number. So, the ultra-massive news straight ahead. I haven't even told you what it is yet. I saw this yesterday. It's not getting attention deserved. It's on InfoWars.com. And it is thousands of armed men in camouflage coming across the U.S. on horseback. This is an invasion.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio with us in the second hour. I had seen the article from the Daily Caller yesterday afternoon, but I hadn't watched the video. And then last night, I saw that Owen had done a live feed on his Facebook going to one of these local churches that the Democrats have taken over and turned into a UN invasion base. Literally, that's who funds it and runs it, with George Soros. It's all public. Can't make this stuff up. And Owen confronted them about thousands of armed men, thousands of men in camouflage, many on horseback armed with assault rifles, entering the United States. Now, if you understand that the border in Arizona and in Texas is about 80% Hispanic, and they're American citizens, and they're the folks begging for walls. When I was a child, we'd go down to the border, and it was romantic, it was safe, it was fun, the food was great. We'd go into Mexico, you might worry about getting pickpocketed, but that was it. There are hundreds of thousands dead now along the Texas border, all the way through Arizona, all the way into California, on the 2,000 miles. And you've got men in this video, and there's video, it goes on for hours and hours, thousands of them, in camouflage, carrying large square rucksacks on their back. Now, we know what's in it because there's two types. Those are marijuana rucksacks. Remember the crew a few years ago during the campaign famously got footage down in Brownsville of large containers of drugs coming across, being put in the back of a vehicle, and then the folks run back across and jump in the river and swim back. Those are called mules. They are the drug shippers. The media said it was a conspiracy theory, that Trump was wrong when he talked about our video, that it did not exist. So, we have hundreds of thousands dead on the U.S.-Mexico border. It is rated the most dangerous country on earth, year in, year out. Sometimes it loses to Guatemala. South Africa is now in the top 10. Hundreds of thousands missing, hundreds of thousands dead, many of them women and children, and they're killed by the cartels and the psychopaths and the criminals that haunt that area. But again, you turn on the news, you hear about crying children, many of which come across by themselves. You bet they don't just put them with other adults in a facility. That started decades ago when the ACLU filed lawsuits. And you know what? They should have. You shouldn't be putting 10, 12-year-old kids, you don't know their identities, in with adults in general area, in a warehouse. But that's how they lie. They make a big deal out of what's already going on a collapsed Road Warrior border that is more dangerous than anything out of Road Warrior. It is literally Road Warrior. Type in cartels building their own war wagons and tanks. And there is footage that comes out of Mexico. YouTube takes it down, though, because they don't want you seeing it. Not that it's even violent. It is violent, but it's not as graphic as what's on TV. And it's giant war wagons shooting at each other, attacking, blowing up, running over people. And you'll see like 15 war wagons and 50 cal machine guns and stuff exploding. And people just running. Now there it is. 7 incredible narco tanks built by Mexican cartels. Beyond Mad Max, says Business Insider. See? Exactly what I told you. It is Road Warrior. Except it's not a guy named Humongous going, just give us the gas. We spare your lives. No, he's not wearing a Jason mask. It's not a bunch of gay punk rock dudes that are doing the killing, you know, in that sci-fi fiction. It is Mexicans with huge satanic tattoos that worship Satan and the Grim Reaper and MS-13 that tortures children to get demonic power. Imagine a road warrior like that. Yeah, 200,000 dead. Giant 18-wheeler war wagons. That's what's going on. Hundreds of billions of dollars pouring through. Burnout vehicles everywhere. And then they tell the naive American people and the naive leftists, and we are naive, folks, of what's on that border. I'm not. I live here. They say, oh, we're being mean. Everyone's fleeing, scared to death to get up here. So, I've never seen footage this powerful. It's up on Infowars.com. We can't tweet it out, but you can. Heavily armed individuals caught on camera entering country illegally through Arizona Ranch. And it goes on to say, shows thousands of illegal aliens marching in the United States uninterrupted because there is no border wall, no border patrol to stop them. And they have assault rifles. And they have horses. So it's like Road Warrior meets Planet of the Apes, where you got people on horseback. This is insane. So this is industrial level drugs being brought across. And that's your passage. You pay them a certain amount of money. A lot of them are Central or South American or from other countries. Now it's something like 15% or other than Mexican. They used to always you have different terms. They used to always be mainly Mexicans. Now it's Chinese, you name it. And they're coming across, and part of their pay is to carry the rucksack of marijuana or cocaine on their back. And again, there's hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of footage released of thousands of men. You see those boxes? The bags, the rucksacks are generally marijuana. The boxes are cocaine or heroin, black tar Mexican heroin. So, video footage from Arizona shows illegals, thousands of them, marching in the United States uninterrupted because there is no border wall. Jim Chilton, 79, owns a 50,000-acre ranch situated on the U.S.-Mexico border, which has become a hotspot for illegals crossing into the country. And again, it's a bunch of scrub brush. People go, oh, baby, he's real rich, 50,000 acres. Yeah, right. Can't even hardly put 5,000 cows on that. Security camera footage from recently in 2018 shows individuals in camouflage toting large backpacks and in some cases what appears to be military-style assault rifles, walking through his ranch into the states incident-free. They even attached the military-style assault rifles to horses. This is 2018, and this has been going on for a while. And then the left sits there. They want our guns as citizens. They want us disarmed. They want to control our children. They want to run our lives. And then if we try to have any border at all, they say we're the most horrible, worst people, we're racist. It goes on and on. And the UN now stages in Guatemala and in Nicaragua and El Salvador three giant migrant centers for all over the world to give them several thousand dollars apiece, a bag of food and other necessities, clothing, you name it, and then staging zones. And the Mexicans let them go up the railways. They say, don't go into Mexico. And then they hit the U.S. with the Democratic groups waiting to snatch them up to be a client group they control for illegal voting, political activities. And now MS-13 has been confirmed to be carrying out assassinations for the Democratic Party. That's right. MS-13 is now a murder arm of the Democrats.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
But we are taking our country back. If Trump is successful, if we're successful in a few years, we'll be able to say, coming to you from the recaptured United States of America. But the big fight you see in the incredible lies and the weaponized media is because we are facing a foreign, globalist, corporate combine allied with China, the authoritarian EU, and the traitors in Hollywood. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in the documents. This is like a James Bond movie. The globalists are like Spectre. Now, there is dramatic video at Infowars.com. We're going to show some of you it right now if you're a TV viewer, but radio listeners must see this. Of thousands of camouflaged men armed with assault rifles and many on horseback flooding into the United States. And this is at one ranch in Arizona. It's even worse in Texas. Most people have pulled out. You try to go ride your jet ski on a lake bordering Mexico, you get shot in the head with a sniper rifle. An illegal alien shoots your daughter in the back in San Francisco, the jury lets them go. The media made fun of the widow who saw her husband shot on the jet ski because you cannot humanize the people that are being killed. Mexico has collapsed into a road warrior scenario. So what do you do when you're the Democrats and you have a indefensible argument of a collapsed third world country, Mexico, most of it under martial law, hundreds of thousands dead, pouring in, you don't know who's who, 70-something percent of the people under 18 are unaccompanied by any family, you don't know who they are, and we're supposed to stick them in general population. So what do? They go, oh, the children, you're hurting the children. This little girl, you took her from her mommy. That was a lie, too. She was never taken from her mother. It's all lies. And what do? When Trump tries to secure the border, they say there's no violence down there. Everything's fine. We have no need. Well, then why do we have security at airports? They haven't stopped one terror attack with all that TSA crud. They need to profile Islamic extremists, period. Problem solved. Oh, they profile conservatives, Facebook and all these systems discriminate against us. You're part of a radical sect of Islam. You're connected to these groups. It goes to that database and flags your butt. You're going to get pulled out. And you're going to get questioned. You're going to get extra screening. That's what you do. You know, if you've been convicted of robbing a bank, and a bank gets robbed by somebody in L.A. that fits your description, and you're trying to fly out with a big duffel bag the next day, we got probable cause to drag your ass out of there. I don't care if you're white, black, or polka-dotted. Oh, but Islam is a religion of peace. So that's what's happening on the border. It's collapsed. And they change the subject by screaming, you're being mean to children. Or how dare you control people and not want to have a border that checks anything. And I was thinking about Trump when he said, a lot of great people from Mexico, a lot of great folks coming in, but we want them. If they're good and got a good background, aren't criminals, fine. But there's also a lot of criminals, a lot of rapists, a lot of murderers coming across. That turns into Trump calls all Mexicans murderers and rapists. That is total deception, and that's what they do to me and you. They lie about you all day. These people are sick. So I was thinking just this morning about Trump when I watched this video again that just came out, and I was thinking, it should have been worse what he said. He should have said Mexico has collapsed in most areas, hundreds of thousands dead, It's a failed narco-terror state. We are in a red alert emergency. We need to defend that border right now. In fact, I'll say it. Apprehensions of illegals are up 240%. According to ICE, it isn't enough. Trump is in dereliction of duty 2 years in. He's not done enough. I want, and it's in the Constitution, full military. I want the Army. I want the Marine Corps. I want 200,000 troops on that border. I want it shut down 1,000,000%. All of Latin America is collapsing. They're building walls with razor wire all around Venezuela because Venezuela is collapsing into the surrounding countries. You let one of these third world countries collapse into you, you go bankrupt. Oh, I forgot. What's George Soros want? Before he spent tens of billions of dollars buying up the media in the U.S. and buying PR for himself, when I was a young man, when I was a kid and when I was in high school, my mom always had PBS on cooking dinner. Whenever I came home at football or whatever, she was always there at 5, 6 o'clock for like an hour and a half cooking a huge, you know, six-dish meal. Gourmet food. So I showed up for dinner a lot of times, bring my girlfriend over. And it was always on PBS and ABC and everywhere that George Soros is a criminal. He overthrows countries. All he wants to do is collapse things, and he's an insider trader. Not anymore. He's the sweet little Nazi collaborator. We all must kiss his little wart-covered booty. So think about the fantasticness of this. In one ranch, thousands of men in camouflage, many on horseback with assault rifles, just unimpeded, constantly coming in. Rapes, murders, severed heads, all sorts of horrible garbage. Dead bodies buried all over the place. And then they say, oh, racist America, open your borders. Oh, mean to the children. None of it's true. Think about how outrageous that is. How surreal it is that they use our Christian charity as deep down Americans, the most open country in the world, where you can come here illegally and have your child and we'll make them a citizen and pay for everything. We shouldn't do that. Nobody else does that. And the whole world thinks of us as a joke. You go to China, there is no such thing as welfare. They're communist. The liberals always think they bring in communism, they get welfare. No, no, no. You get slavery. You try to do anything the left does here, they kill you. If you're gay and you get caught, they take you and they blow your head off at a sports stadium. So about 5 years ago, that was all on Google. Google took it all off. You could go to Google and type in Chinese executions, and it'd all be there. Sports stadiums on Saturday and Sunday for hours. It's like the entertainment. And everyone just comes and watches people hung and shot. And you can see there was one photo of two lesbians, two 16-year-old girls, that got caught in their dorm area having sex, and they took them out and they blew their brains all over the walls. You want to see those photos? Type it in. But Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. It's so liberal to blow women's brains all over the wall. If you're liberal and you're gay, then it's good. And the homophobe Alex Jones hates gay people because he doesn't blow their brains all over the wall. And he's not a Nazi collaborator like George Soros. Think how sick that is. Think how evil that is. And now our border's totally wide open. Now, we've got huge news that Tucker Carlson will be covering tonight, by the way. That's right. We've got the man that created the walk-away campaign. He mentioned InfoWars and was banned on Facebook. Oh, yes, the word police are here. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. period, you need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head on the I have been a busy beaver, and I have been talking to a lot of folks very close to the president, very close to the president. About as close as you can get. And Trump's going to move on big tech very, very soon. He needs to move very, very fast. And it's just as I was told by other sources that are high level, but not as high level as this source, these sources, that Trump is being blocked and is being sabotaged by the Justice Department and the Democrats inside there and the deep staters. And that they are trying to stop him from moving against big tech censorship. They have a total arsenal. It's election meddling. It's in-kind donations to the Democrats to block all the conservatives. We have them blocking Republicans being able to tweet out to their constituents, but the Democrats are all being given, you know, full power, pedal to the metal. leaked video, Google leadership dismayed reaction to Trump's election. Now there's video released of them swearing that they'll defeat the Republicans next time by taking full control of the public discourse and using information warfare. There's hours of this video. And by the way, more is going to come out. See, a lot of people don't want to bring this out because they don't want to damage these institutions too bad. But the decision is about to be made to go ahead and start bringing out the big dirt. So if you think that Google's not going to work with the Pentagon or Congress or the American people and then build AI for the communist Chinese, then nothing coming. Do we have our guest yet? Okay, great. We're going to go to him here in just a moment then. And the reason I mention this is this country's in a battle for its life. And if the planet wants to be run by the megabanks and the Chi-Coms, who are totally ruthless, and again, line up lesbians and blow their heads off, as we just showed you Chinese executions of gays, then by all means, be for it. I just don't know how I get called homophobic and all this made-up crap when I say you should not have people sexualizing kids, period, and they have the LGBT group saying I'm a homophobe, when it's Apple working with China that literally murders gay people. And I'm not saying that because our next guest is gay. It's a fact of insane hypocrisy. It drives me crazy. Sorry, we're going to our guest here in a moment. Oh, I'm getting mad. Heavily armed individuals caught on camera entering country illegally through Arizona. We'll get more into that. We'll get into the leaked video, Google leadership dismayed, reaction to Trump election. And then all there's hours of this. It's incredible. This is the leaders of Google. Like a bunch of little wimps crying. Shocking information. Exclusive. Jim Jordan on leaked Google video. Anti-conservative bias rampant across Silicon Valley. Vows to take action. The EU just passed a law banning memes. I'm not kidding. Just even sending them. So that's all coming up. And again, we're going to be going to Brandon Strock here in a moment. His Skype has been cutting in and out. And he just got frozen for 30 days on Facebook. For saying, hey, Patriots, I'm about to go on InfoWars. And again, they're trying to tell you what you can and can't read, what you can and can't see. And big tech, because they have a monopoly, believes that they can get past the Streisand effect. This is a big test of that. Now, let me tell you something that's very important while we're getting our guest on. And it's this. Just like our information here on air is world-changing. Just like our information is powerful. Our products are the same. And, you know, I don't just sit here and tell you that I can't add their mic up, excuse me. A lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes. Whew. Now, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. If you don't have oxygen, you die. I know they'll say that's a conspiracy theory. If you don't have water, you'll die. In a week, generally. If you don't have iodine, you die. If you don't have vitamin C, you die. Now, vitamin C is very abundant and very plentiful and very easy to get. Iodine in the environment isn't, and it's bound to other things when you get it from seaweed or you get it in salt. It's not with X2. It is in palm oil solution, and it's put in a gaseous form in a patented system. And then what it does in the body is something you got to experience for yourself. You need to experience it and read the thousands of five-star reviews, 98% on Power Reviews, 97% on other major sites, 6,000-plus reviews, 4.9 stars. Experience it. It's unlike any other iodine out there. It doesn't give me stomach aches, doesn't make people sick. The other iodine is very toxic and eat holes in your stomach. consult your physician before you take this. I mix it with water, or I take it right under the tongue. And it is muy powerful. So I would take a half a dose at first, and usually about 3 weeks in, people detox, and it's not too fun for about 4 or 5 days. And then it's like, you ever been carrying one of your kids on your shoulders, or you're carrying a big backpack, and you go up a big hill, and when you finally get to the top of the hill and take the backpack off, it feels like you're flying? About a month after I took X2, I began losing weight. All this oil came out of my skin. Sunspots I had went away, and I'd heard that was what would happen. I lost weight without even having to exercise like I was before. It's kind of spoiled me, quite frankly. So I'm getting a little bit of weight back just because I never work out anymore. But I'm still lighter than I was 6 years ago for taking X2. It's just the good halogen. Instead, the bad halogens fill your glands, and you see all the problems and issues out there. So experience iodine for yourself. They give you the bad halogen, fluoride in the water, and bromine and chlorine, other bad halogens, on record that lower IQs. Well, Survival Shield does the opposite. Don't believe me? Just type in study show iodine supplementation, even with the cheap bound type, increased IQs by 15 points when given to children. That's right. 15-point IQ increase. You know, Secret 12 is really pure, high-quality methylcobalamin B12. And it gives me some energy to take it. X2, though, is amazing. In fact, sometimes I forget to take it because I've never been a big supplement guy for like a week. And then I go, why do I feel so tired? I go, oh, X2. And I take my X2. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And I told you this about 6 months ago. I said, we may not be able to get X2 anymore because it comes from the gas drilling, oil drilling companies between 7 and 12,000 feet. They run into the crystals. And it's once they figure it out, there's a market for it other than what they do with pharmaceuticals. A lot of pharmaceuticals are made with iodine as a precursor. That's why raw gas-based iodine is a controlled substance. We got to have a lab with a DEA license and all this other stuff. Once it's in the palm oil, it's not a drug. But the point is that this is a big hassle to get. Okay, it is a hassle. That's why no one else has it. And so we're really working hard to try to continue to get it. But there's no contract now, and 6 months, a year till we get more, I don't know. But it is a bummer. I'm still discounting at 25% despite that, so that everybody can experience it and just know how great iodine is. Because if you can't get this, hey, seaweed is good. Just make sure it's a clean one. It's nothing like this, but it's the next best thing. And there are some Himalayan salts and sea salts that have some of it as well. But a lot of times, again, it's bound into other metals and things that are in the water, and a lot of sea salt has mercury and crap in it. This is totally clean, nothing but palm oil and the purest iodine, 99999999. I mean, this stuff is amazing. And it is the last run of X2, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, the Thought Police are now banning the term InfoWars. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888-
888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're 54 days out from the most important election in world history. All the experts agree. I've been saying it for a couple of years. And they're trying to ban us, not because we lie, but because we're effective and we love America and we love prosperity and we love freedom. And the tyrants don't like that. A little bird told me that Brandon Strock is going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. That's good. You know, I personally tried to get Strzok hooked up with the president and Turning Point USA because he's very well-spoken. His movement is on fire for several months, and he's very, very, very patriotic, and he's got a big rally coming up. Well, he was on a few days ago, and within an hour of him putting on Facebook that he would be on the Alex Jones show, so tune in, Patriots, boom, he was banned for 30 days, which, again, is election meddling. They're doing it everywhere. We have the internal leaked video of Google after Hillary lost, saying this will never happen again. We will stop this. I'm going to read the quotes later. They talk about how they will control reality. It's an amazing time to be alive. But here's Tucker Carlson talking about it last night. Here it is.
Well, Alex Jones has been banned from all tech platforms. Nobody said anything. So big text language police are getting bolder. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, Twitter refused to let the organization promote one of its tweets because it included the phrase illegal aliens. That's verboten, not allowed. Of course, illegal aliens was routinely used by the Obama administration to describe aliens illegally within the United States. Twitter, once caught, now says the block was a mistake and has been corrected.
Yeah, right. And then, again, they get into Strockmorn later, and then tonight I'm told this is going to be their top story. This is a big deal, because Strock is well-spoken, nice guy, very G-rated, I'd say. He's not bombastic like I am, and boom, you don't share InfoWars. So now words, even though the Silicon Valley meeting that was secret 2 weeks ago admitted, they were calling it information warfare against us. I chose the term InfoWars because that's what we're in. When I set up InfoWars in 1996, who is says 1999, that's when it was transferred to another domain, Registrar. So joining us is Brandon Strock for this segment, the next. And I did hear from a little bird that they were trying to get you on Tucker tonight. I don't know if you've had that call, but if not, I can give you their number. Because this is obviously really, really important, Brandon, that we get this out, because it's just an avalanche of censorship. And finally, 54 days out, it looks like the president's starting to figure it out. So thanks for joining us, and you know, I'm going to be at your march, and tell folks the latest developments.
Alex, if you can hear me, I cut out there for a bit. I'm sorry. Could I get the question again?
It's okay. I know we've had some Skype problems today. No, it's just good to have you here. Tell folks what happened to you.
Yeah, so I was promoting my Walkaway March on Washington, and I came on your show a couple of days ago. Thank you for having me on. And I like to keep the people in the Walkaway campaign apprised of everything that's going on. So anytime I do any media of any kind, I make a note to say, hey, Patriots, I'm going on such and such a show, and be sure to tune in. I literally wrote the post, hey, Patriots, I'll be live on InfoWars in 15 minutes. Be sure to tune in. And I got a 30-day ban from Facebook for writing that.
And that's what Paul Watson was told by high-level folks at Twitter. I haven't really talked about this yet, but he's got some fans over at Twitter, and they were in the meeting with Dorsey, and we actually know why it was banned. It wasn't bullying the CNN reporter who bullies me. It was confronting Rubio, and so they thought since I was mean to Republicans that it was okay to ban me because now the Republicans won't come after him. And it shows they're really concerned about Republicans waking up, but Republicans, it doesn't seem, understand what's going on.
Possibly not, but I mean, this is it's happening all the time, and I think what it's so interesting, like you said, my post wasn't even an opinion. I mean, there was nothing even slightly controversial, provocative. I was literally just plugging an interview, you know. So I mean, at this point, it's literally just naming a name or saying a word, and I mean, also let's be honest, I'm also, you know, putting on the Walkaway March on Washington. I doubt that every person who's saying the word InfoWars or Alex Jones is getting banned. But I think that they found this as a convenient excuse to get rid of me for 30 days and try to sabotage my ability to plan the march.
Now, there's a military tactic that they started doing in World War One. The Germans did, and then the Allies adopted it, where they would bullhorn, we're not attacking, this is not an assault, peace has been declared, put your hands up. And they found enough people would get addled by it, at least listen to it, that they wouldn't aim their howitzers, they wouldn't aim their rifles, their machine guns, their water-cooled machine guns, and it would just cause disarray. And a few people would panic and go, they're friends, they want to be, and they, you know, get killed. And it's the same thing here where they go, no one's censoring you, nothing's happening. They've been doing that for 2 years. Now it's total. And so they're like, okay, we are banning all of you. What are you going to do about it? And then Google says, we're not going to work with the Pentagon anymore. We're moving to China to help their military with AI. That was 2 months ago. It is belligerent criminal activity by these groups. This is not just censorship. It is an information takeover. It is an information monopoly. It is election meddling. And while they've got us looking at the Russians that literally can hardly tie their shoes when it comes to election meddling, Facebook, Google, and all of them are gaming everything. What do you think Trump should do about this?
Well, I think that at this point, you know, we need to step in. I think it's not just Trump. I think that any of us who are on the conservative side need to sort of band together. This needs to be an issue that we all stand strong together on going forward, and we take this issue up. I don't know if this means an Internet Bill of Rights. I don't know exactly what this means, but I think that this is something that the conservative movement as a whole, we need to band together and make this an issue that we press for going forward together.
Well, that's right, because, you know, we hear about foreign countries meddling. Russia doesn't have 1/100th the power of all the big tech heads that met and are in the emails saying we're going to deliver the election to Hillary like we did to Obama. We're going to suppress and censor conservatives. We're going to shadow ban them. They're never going to know why. We have them on video saying it about me at Google and at the New York Times that works with them to censor me. So they're now doing it to you. It's a concerted, racketeering, organized crime. And those aren't words. That's what they're doing.
Well, it's just remarkable to me that they, like, who are these people to decide for everybody else what other people can and cannot hear, what they can and cannot see, and what they're allowed to know or not know. I mean, it's so fascinating to me that the name Alex Jones or InfoWars is so dangerous and threatening that anybody needs to be banned if they even say that name. Yet people on the left, 10,000 times a day, use the word Hitler when speaking about our president. That's not a problem for them. So, I mean, the word InfoWars or Alex Jones is obviously more dangerous in their mind than Hitler.
I was trying to wrap my mind around it yesterday when I found out this happened to you, because this is thought police, it's word police. And so if Alex Jones becomes the new N-word or InfoWars becomes the new N-word, yeah, it could be any other word they want. And I was thinking about how Kafka-esque or Orwellian that is. And really, they've succeeded at doing this in China. So people keep thinking this is crazy, the Streisand effect. They really believe they're going to get away with this. And that's why I'm so concerned, because this is so over the top. It's so surreal. I'm actually speechless that now they're saying you can't say Alex Jones or say InfoWars. That is just next level.
Right. But, you know, in this weird way, it's almost good that it happened to me, I think. And it's good that it happened in this way, because like you said earlier in the show, you know, I'm not really a controversial guy. I'm not really a provocateur. That's certainly not my public image. I'm just literally kind of a person who's trying to run this walkaway campaign. I don't go on there saying outrageous opinions. I don't go out there saying shocking things. So for this to happen to me, and literally just over a word, and I wasn't even stating an opinion. I was literally just advising people that I was doing an interview on InfoWars. So this just goes to show the level at which they're willing to reach to do this. It's outrageous. I mean, there's literally no good explanation for it other than the fact that they're trying to sabotage me and my mission, and they are literally trying to erase your existence completely.
I was talking to some folks high level in the Pentagon a few weeks ago, and they said, Alex, we don't have the total numbers, but they basically, Soros, when he collapsed more than 20 countries, isn't just worth $50 billion. He reportedly is worth hundreds of billions. He's probably one of the richest people in the world. And they said, son, he's got over $170 million on the street against you, we've tracked. So a lot of this is, yeah, I just got under his skin. His son is now taking over and really hates me, and I have called him names. It's true. And they're just, a lot of this is just their total vengeance, and I think it's going to blow up in their face. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to blow up in their face, too, because what's actually happening, I panicked yesterday. I really did panic. We're trying to plan this march on Washington. It's going to cost us $500,000. But what's actually happened is it's sort of energized and bolstered everybody to want to help out, get the word out about the walkway march on Washington. I think it's going to blow up in their face completely. I agree.
All right, back in 70 seconds, I want you to finish up about the march, how folks get involved. You're still on Twitter. You got your own website. We need to give that out. We'll give that out in a moment. Infowars.com, Newswars.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.